Britain today laid out several conditions Iraq must meet to avoid a war. It said Saddam Hussein must allow 30 key weapons scientists to travel to Cyprus for unrestricted interviews. It requires Iraq to destroy thousands of gallons of anthrax and other chemicals. Another key demand, according to British Foreign Office Minister Mike O'Brien, is that Saddam Hussein must appear on television and denounce weapons of mass destruction.
We want him to say very clearly on Iraqi national television that he has hidden weapons of mass destruction and that he will now come clean about them and he will enable them to be destroyed and he will make it illegal.
The demands coincide with efforts by the U.S. and Britain to work out an agreement within the U.N. Security Council on a new resolution on Iraq, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair faces a revolt within his own party over his commitment to the U.S. position on Iraq. Approval of the draft resolution before the Security Council, basically authorizing war against Iraq, is important to Blair's political future. The United States has pulled out all stops in diplomatic terms to obtain the resolution, but prospects for approval are grim. Only 4 of the 15 Security Council members say they will support the measure. 5 are opposed, with 2 or possibly 3 threatening a veto. In the search for a compromise, the U.S. agreed to go along with a British proposal for a brief extension of the deadline for Iraq to comply. But that apparently has failed to sway even the undecided members of the Security Council: Pakistan, Chile, Mexico, Angola, Cameroon, and Guinea. The United States says it will demand a Security Council decision on the resolution this week, with or without the votes. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld hinted that if the U.S. goes to war against Iraq, it might be without the participation of British forces. Rumsfeld said there are questions about Britain's role as long as the Security Council resolution is unresolved. Britain's Defense Secretary Geoffrey Hoon told the BBC that Rumsfeld was only speaking of theoretical possibilities. Rumsfeld himself issued a clarification, saying there is every reason to believe that Britain would make a significant military contribution in the event of war. Adding to the tension, Commissioner Chris Patten of the European Union warns that the EU might be unwilling to fund any post-war reconstruction of Iraq if there is military action without UN authority. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.